Down to Business with Bobby Kerr on News Talk.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
So we're here in the Hockey Hall of Fame, and I'm really, really honoured and delighted to welcome to Down to Business Dr. Hayley Wickenheiser. She's a four-time Olympic gold medalist, and she's a member of the Hockey Hall of Fame right here in this building. Dr. Hayley, so nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too. Thanks for having me.
Tell us, firstly, how did you get into playing ice hockey? Tell us about the early days. You know, climbing the rings and the ladder, all that early stuff.
Yeah, well, you know, in Canada, there's nothing to do in the winter but play hockey pretty much. You know, I grew up in the prairies, which is, you know, I'm from a very small town, 1,800 people. And in our country, it's curling or ice hockey.
Okay.
And so I chose ice hockey and started at the age of five. And really, the rest is kind of history. And now, you know, the game has come so far in this country. We have professional women's hockey where women are paid a living wage to play the game, which sure. is amazing to see.
Which wasn't the case in your early days.
No, I thought it was the only girl in the world playing hockey, actually. All my heroes and role models were men's hockey players, so it's come a long way.
So tell us then about, you've got seven world championships. Bring us back maybe to the first one.
Yeah.
The first one that you won, mm-hmm. and you said, you know, maybe I'm doing something good here. Maybe I've arrived.
Yeah, well, my first one, 94, I was 15 years old in Lake Placid, New York, when we beat the Americans on their home soil, which is always a fun thing to do. And, you know, we went on to have pretty good success through the next 20 years that I played, and you know, a few gold medals and world championships. And really, Canada dominated the early stages of women's hockey in those first 10-15 years I played. And now the balance is pretty even and sort of shifted to the U.S. Coming on strong. So it's the rest of the world is catching up with Sweden and Finland and Switzerland, but it's been fun.
When we talk about the world championships, the seven that you won, mm-hmm. tell me then about the Olympics. How does that compare relative again? As someone who comes from maybe a non-hockey.
Yeah.
So are the Olympics a bigger deal than the World Championships?
Yeah, the Olympics is our Stanley Cup, I guess our Ryder Cup, you know.
Sure.
That's the thing that every female hockey player aspires to win. It's a little bit higher than a World Championship, and it is, you know, on the world stage and kind of the Holy Grail, the Stanley Cup.
And also then you're open to people who may not watch the game.
That's it.
A much wider audience on a worldwide stage, as you say.
Yeah, we usually find registration for hockey goes up by 100% after an Olympics in
Canada.
No way.
Yeah. Now, you won four Olympic gold medals.
Yeah.
Six Olympic medals overall, is that right?
Yeah, five Olympic medals, six Olympics.
Right.
I played one Summer Olympics. I played softball. We didn't medal there, but hockey, four gold, one silver, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, tell me then, you're also a medical doctor, is that right?
Yes, that's correct,
So how did you do all that in parallel with these great sporting achievements?
Well, you know, I had my eye on medicine early in my hockey career, and I grew up wanting to do two things, win a Stanley Cup and play for the Edmonton Oilers, and the second thing was to be a doctor. And so when one career finished, I parlayed myself into another, which is emergency medicine, and just a lot of lack of sleep and potentially somewhat crazy, but I was able to get through it, and now I'm still doing both, but in a different way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're training now, is that right, as well as practicing in emergency medicine?
Yeah, so right now I practice emergency medicine, and I work as an assistant general manager for the Toronto Maple Leafs NHL hockey team here in Toronto. So two pretty big jobs, but they complement each other. A lot of pressure, a lot of decisions, and what I found I was as a player has really helped me in emergency medicine.
Okay.
Yeah.
And any parallels in terms of your own career, you know, the highs, the lows, the euphoric days, the disappointing days with that and business?
For sure. I mean, I think it's all the same. You know, some of the greatest advice I got when I was about 18 years old was from an NHL coach named Daryl Sutter. And he said, you know, you're going to have a long career in this game, but it's a roller coaster. Just don't get on it. And so, you know, I think that's the same in business. You have highs and lows, you win and you lose, and you just try to stay even and not, you know, when it goes well, you're never as good as you think. And when it doesn't go well, you're never as bad as you think, is at least I thought as an athlete. And so I think that's a lot of parallels for business as well.
So what next for Dr. Haley Wickenheiser then?
I'm just going to just keep plugging away doing my medicine hockey combo here. And hopefully we'll try to bring a Stanley Cup to Toronto for the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Okay, that would be a big deal.
That would be huge. The city would be shut down.
Okay. Have you any connections with Ireland? Any family relations, something like that?
Well, you know what? Yes, the best defenseman Canada has ever produced in hockey is a woman by the name of Geraldine Heaney.
No way.
And Geraldine has very close family connections, and through her career was back and forth to Ireland many times. And I've never seen anyone who could drink Guinness like Geraldine Heaney.
Our type of girl. There you go.
Well,
Dr. Haley Wickenheiser, thank you so much for joining us. You're a legend in these parts.
Yep. Thank you, Bobby.
And it's
thank
our honor
you.
And privilege to meet you here today in your own Hall of Fame. So well done and thank you.
Thank you and welcome. Thank
Cheers.
You very much.
That was Dr. Haley Wickenheiser, four-time Olympic gold medalist and member of the Hockey Hall of Fame there.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 8. News Talk. Conversation that counts.